Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I may have found our first problem.
Oh no, Vinny has a mask on.
Oh no.
When you're wearing the mask, even though I believe I'm, you can hear me, right?
Yeah. We can hear you crystal clear.
I'm totally fogging up my glasses. I can't see.
Problem number one.
That makes it hard to do stories.
It does. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Bay Area and beyond. We are self-isolating, and so today we're testing out our equipment. I would say this sounds great. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm with you.
Let me walk over to the other side and see if I can play some music.
Oh, yeah. So we want to be able to, we're going to test out all the connections and make sure that we can hear it when Bryn is playing the Radio Alice Report or anything like that. Oh, and Scott Capurro, who has been bugging me incessantly, don't be surprised if he calls in. Bryn, because
the Radio Alice Report.
Oh, wait, Vinny, take it away.
If he calls in right now,
yeah, he may. He's been. Oh my God,
I don't know if
he
can take calls right now.
He just. Well, we'd be able to find out if we could take one or not while we were live on the air.
That's a good point.
I want to thank our boss for Michael Martin for allowing us this time so that we can feel comfortable when we get on the air on Monday. I think that's very important. I would also like to say that I've given up. Today I had a bagel, so the low carbs is out the window. I'm going to cut off all my hair and just let it go gray. I'm never going to shower again, and I'm just going to wear the same clothes day after day. So this is going to be solid for me.
All right.
The self-isolation thing.
That's your new...
That's my new thing.
That's the new plan.
Look, I mean, if I'm going to be a hermit, I might as well act like a hermit, right?
I don't think that's going to end up being the case. I don't know that it's going to end as quickly as we'd like.
Yeah.
But I do think you're going to have to change your pants at some point.
I mean, if John insists, I suppose I could do that.
You weirdo. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
So I was told I wasn't told. I went out this morning to fetch goods for my family, you know, because we're cocooning.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my mask and my Swiss Army knife.
Oh.
And I head out.
Fully armed. Yep.
Well, I'm ready in case there's any trouble. I don't want any. I just am ready in case it happens.
That's your motto.
Right. I don't want no trouble.
I don't want no trouble.
So it's true, though, as you head out, if you're going out today, you will see that certain spots in the grocery store have been gashed. Just completely annihilated. And so... while I couldn't find the liquid soap we're all so fond of, they had plenty of bar soap. So, you know, for those of you who don't realize...
So inconvenient.
Bar soap works, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had
plenty... It just doesn't come in a disposable plastic container.
Right. I know. But I was able to get all the things that we needed without much trouble. And I think, you know, while I think that you don't want to be out over the next couple weeks, you will find that... boredom will send you running from home before your goods run out. I hear that fine.
That was another test. That was, I think that's the success.
Great.
We can hear that. You know, obviously in the last 24, 48 hours, as this has become real for all of us, and we've decided that, or I should say, it's been decided for us that we'll be broadcasting from home. I've just been thinking about it nonstop. I do feel like while the world feels like it's a little crazy, like we just all have to remember that this might be people hunkering down and not exposing themselves and being cognizant of
right.
it is what's going to slow this thing down. And I think it was you yesterday on the air, Vinny, talking about how the main purpose of isolating yourself as or all of us as a society is so that we don't overwhelm the hospitals.
That's what happened in Italy, and that is the biggest concern, is that we will bottleneck the hospital rooms. They won't have any of the medicines or things we need if we all show up at the same time. So this is the right move. And I don't, you know, there are absolutely people out there saying, you know, oh, look at these people. Everybody's just doing the best they can by their family. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not down with you hoarding all the sanitizer.
Yeah, you brats.
But whatever. I was too late. There is no more. Like, you can't find it. I was out this morning but I got plenty of the stuff I needed, and there were a few medicines we needed to get, and we got that, and it's fine. It's going to be fine. And I'm not even tripping on it.
We're taking steps to isolate ourselves when we can, but it doesn't mean that the supply chain is shutting down. And just because the place is sold out of toilet paper right now doesn't mean they're not still making that and shipping it and stocking it.
On that, I got two things for you.
Okay,
first,
what do you got?
I read a post from one of the people that I follow. I imagine it's one of our listeners, but she wrote, I grew up in the first 12 years of my life growing up were in war-torn Beirut, Lebanon.
Oh, geez.
And we never ran out of toilet paper once. Everybody should calm. And I just went, there you go, right?
Don't worry. There'll be more.
There's plenty of toilet paper. And so with that said, the second thing I wanted to mention is I was in Target today. And I still have one of those children that insists on pooping and peeing in her own pants.
Oh, it's so annoying.
So inconvenient.
It is inconvenient. So we have to get wipes. And there I am at the Target, and I've got a couple of packages of baby wipes. And the guy at the counter goes, on his walkie-talkie, he's like, can I sell more than one baby wipe package? So it turns out people who are afraid of the toilet paper run have started scooping up all the baby wipes. So those of you who need those, you may want to get those before the... I don't know what to call these people who are so concerned about their backsides.
Call them people.
Okay.
It seems like everyone has that concern because, honest to God, the toilet paper has been the biggest subject.
I don't understand why toilet paper, though.
Because when you go to the store and you see that that's the thing that's sold out, you go, oh, no, I need that. Oh, God, this is amazing and horrible. And everywhere I look, everyone's
Look. A dirty butt is pretty savage, but at this point, I don't think they're not going to stop making toilet paper. We're all good. Stop stealing the wipes from the children's.
Yes,
is my point.
Need the wipes.
Right.
We have
right.
showers and bathtubs for the backside, don't we?
Yeah. Why we're going to be we're all paper. Good.
Besides, yeah, in the end, just be like Vinny. You just hop from the toilet right into the shower and, you know, take care of it that way.
Or be like Sarah. She's hunkered down and she's wearing the same pants and her husband loves her no matter what.
That's
it's all
true.
Good.
Well, you know, it's just been a really nice excuse to put that stupid diet aside. When I saw those bagels on the counter today, I was like, well, I mean, it's the apocalypse. I guess I'm going to eat the bagels.
You know,
if my ass gets bigger, who'll be around to see it?
You know what, Sarah? This is the perfect time to get to work on that third child we've been talking about.
Oh, you're having a third child?
No, you're having the show's next child.
I think that ship may have sailed. It's going to be either
didn't
you.
Have to keep it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, boy. That
I appreciate
is bad
you giving
taste.
Me that
I
option.
I don't know. It just worked. Still testing my audio here, okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot. I was supposed to. Oh, this is the whole story started with me trying to tell you that my youngest, and I don't know how this
Hulk
happens,
baby.
Hulk baby, has a UTI.
Oh, the poor thing.
I know. So, and I don't know how babies, I don't know how.
Dirt gets in there.
Okay, just, well, I don't know how, but the missus
infection.
Knew what it was and took her to the doctor yesterday, and they said, well, let us test her for the flu, and she said, you can, but it's this. So if you wouldn't mind testing her for that. So they did. And anyway, she's been sort of running a fever on and off and having some issues related to the UTI. she fell asleep outside this room an hour ago, and she's out there right now sleeping. And so I've been in here testing with Bryn quietly like this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know if that's going to work.
And it hasn't been working.
And yet, the truth is, I can't do this without getting loud. So I'm sure there's a woken baby in the other room.
I think that when babies are raised around loud people, they're much more likely to sleep through it. So my guess is that, you know, they say if you're really quiet around your house, every little noise disturbs your baby. But if you just live your life normally... And I can't help but think that you're living your life normally.
Yes. Well, this is weird, though.
Hassan is a loud family.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you plan to stay on much longer, Bryn, or what you had in mind, but at some point, I've been training my daughter to read my commercial tags.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So she's ready to come in and read a tag for Dad's news.
You know, I would love to test that, actually, if you guys have copy over there. You can try a sleep number or something.
I'm talking about
having Isla read the sleep number. Give her a little.
Hold on, let me go get her. Can you guys wait?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love for that.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, don't be confused. It's, you know, we're not here to announce any kind of emergency or anything. Although, of course, the station would turn to us to announce that.
And we'd turn to KCBS.
And we'd be like, here's the KCBS live feed. So we're just hanging out with you on a Saturday afternoon, and we're testing our connections. We are about 70 miles apart, probably. Vinny and I have got to be that, and Bryn is back at the station.
I don't know. Isn't he 70 miles from the station?
I don't know. Oh, there's Isla. There she is. She's already turning away,
right,
though.
Don't cuss, okay?
What's it to you?
Hi, Isla. How are you? Are you ready to become a radio star? Because we can make that happen. Oh, she's nodding. Okay, fantastic.
That's great.
Yes, I am.
Perfect. You look great. You're dressed for the part.
They're my jammies.
Oh, those are your jam jams?
Well, they look fancy.
They look actually kind of fancy. Do you dress as like a princess when you go to bed? Is that princessy stuff?
No, it's a flamingo.
Oh, turn a little bit towards the camera so I can see it. All right, so go ahead and sit down. Get yourself comfortable.
Does Daddy have a sleep number copy for you somewhere around? Like a piece of paper with some words on it that you can read us?
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, she's got it.
Oh, all right, great.
She's going to do it. All right, so this is...
So I don't know what they're saying.
Well, we're saying only nice... Say we're only saying nice things. Okay. No, don't tell your dad that. Don't tell him that.
Wait, what?
Huh? What?
I hadn't heard any of that. She was wearing the headphones. I'm going to have her read the tag, and then Dad will make up a news story, okay?
Okay, fantastic. All right.
Sounds great.
All right.
I actually have, as part of the ANN, a contribution to the news break.
Oh, wonderful. And Bryn, can you hit my sounder
there? I have to go to the other side.
Get to the other side.
About 10 seconds to turn on Sarah's replay, and I can stay here and do it.
Okay.
All right. Right? Yeah. Right, Sarah?
Bank 10, it'll work.
Yeah, bank 10.
Absolutely.
It's still loading. You know how it goes. It's like loading.
Because we all can see each other, we're all on FaceTime right now. Mm-hmm. I can see when Vinny does and doesn't have on the headphones.
Right. Into the
So Isla's getting ready. She's almost set.
Up here.
She's got her paper there. She's going to talk right into the mic. Hold on. Wait, Isla. Wait till you hear the news.
Here's going to be the sounder, Isla. All right. This is how it sounds.
The Radio Alice Report.
No, we can't hear that.
Oh, I didn't have you notes. Yeah. Hold on.
The Radio Alice Report.
Go.
My dad's news is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They did our kitchen and it looks amazing.
Ooh. Okay, now get out of here.
Really well done.
That was great.
Oh,
she forgot the Anne Dublin part, but that was great.
Anne Dublin! Yeah. She left out the crucial part.
Did all that come through?
It was great. Okay, you might need to make good because of the Anne Dublin part, but I thought it was really good.
Anyway, so that'll be one of the features happening here when we do our news reports in the morning. I'll have my tags read by my little one.
That'll be fantastic.
It's great.
Okay, so
she now will not leave. She is going to be a monkey in that room from now on.
This is going to be a work in progress
for the
first couple days. I may even, if this doesn't work out, I can take it to the little apartment by the beach. So
no, we love what's happening right now.
That's more echoey than this room will be.
This is. It's exactly what we want to have
okay.
happen. Let me ask. Can I ask a question, Bryn? Is there anything you want to discuss with us off air about the way things are going? Because I really only have one more thing that I'd like.
I'm very happy with the way things are going. I want to take a quick break and come back and do this again for another few, and then you're done for the day.
Okay, all right.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Break.
Are we going to go to a song or are we going to commercial?
That's correct.
Oh,
going to
here
a song.
We go.
All right, be right back, guys.
It's Pink, Who Knew, on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show on Saturday afternoon. Because why not? It's a rainy Saturday and we're testing out all the equipment because our company said, please don't come to work anymore.
Okay, go.
And now, from my dad, my mom's home office, here's my dad.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Vinny gets his own little intro. That's nice.
Right.
Oh.
Well
Isla,
done, Isla,
great job.
We want more Isla. That's adorable. Brittany, that's great.
I mean, Vin, can you tip your computer monitor down so I can see more than just your Chrome Dome?
Yes.
Oh, there
How's
we
that?
Go.
There it is. Can you
and
see
in the picture
these
too.
Are the? Hold on, let me see if I can show
okay.
that to you. Can you see that?
Oh, did someone write on the wall?
No, those are little artist pictures of the family. There's four of them. Can you see those?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm too completely...
It's quite all right.
Anyway.
So, I want to tell you guys something.
Oh, great.
I don't really want to say how I know this.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to reveal
job,
anybody's...
Isla.
Yeah, good job, Isla.
Good job, Isla.
And I'm not trying to freak anybody out. I'm not going to say how I know this or who I got this from. But I know of someone. I have a friend of a friend of a friend who had to get tested for coronavirus.
For COVID, right?
For COVID-19. And so, but I was, the story was relayed to me, I was just sort of amazed at the details of how they're doing this. And I thought, you know, I'm not sure. I certainly was the first I'd heard of it. So when you are calling like a healthcare provider and saying, look, here's my symptoms and here's what I think I have. They send you to a parking lot where there you are in your, and they ask you to mask yourself if it's possible. So mm-hmm. you're waiting in your car and they have cleared out this facility and there is a room with a tester and the person I'm assuming is in some kind of hazmat thing. And then they call you and you go with, they take you in and they stick the thing up your nose. And then they go, okay, talk to you in 4 or 5 days. 4 or 5 days is apparently the wait time now.
You're hearing the people who are self-quarantining after the tests. It is taking a while, yeah.
Yeah. So even if you think you might, I thought that was a great way to limit exposure, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in your car and wait in this parking lot. We will call you when it's time. You get out of your car. But the person was saying that they were looking around and they were watching as people went in and came back out. And who knows, you know, if they do some kind of decontamination process inside the building at that point. But it seems surreal.
Well, let me jump off from there. Yeah. This is a great opportunity for our show and our station and on behalf of Entercom, our company as well, for us to thank police, fire, nurses, doctors. I hope you all stay safe and thanks for the work you're doing. I mean,
well, healthcare workers especially.
Right.
I mean,
not everybody can self-quarantine. In fact,
nope.
Many of the people, including the ones that you just mentioned, who are having to do the tests, are risking their own health in an effort to make sure that we can find out what we've got and where right. and how to proceed. And I don't want anyone to hear that and think, well, I'm not going to go do that test then. That's what we need, though.
No.
We need everyone who thinks they might have it to go get tested, stay quarantined, and not pass it to everyone you know so we don't all end up at the ER at the same time.
No doubt. And I was thinking too, as this person was telling us, as we were finding this out through channels, as they were alerting anybody who might have been exposed and the people who might have been exposed to the people who were exposed to this person, that, you know, there's no cure. You got to get through it. And people are doing that, you know, for the most part, but obviously, you know, this is a help in limiting the spread. And if you feel symptoms of any kind, even if you're like, forget it, I'm not getting tested for it, you at least owe it to the rest of us, this of our society, human beings, whatever, to do the self-quarantine. These people who think it's hilarious and to touch other people's things or to, you know, go know that they have some kind of symptoms, no matter whether they think it's COVID or not, to go out into the world and spread that around. That's irresponsible at best.
So you've kept Debbie out of the house then?
Yes. You know, I actually haven't seen her since she's been back. And she was feeling under the weather yesterday. And I said, well, see you later, alligator.
Oh, so what you're saying is she's not the person that went and got tested?
Oh, no.
Oh,
she's not.
So it was her husband, your brother John.
It wasn't. And,
oh,
but I appreciate you trying to guess.
Uh-huh.
That's helpful. But no, it was, I'm not going
to
say who it is.
No,
Jesus, please. Because everyone starts praying, even, no matter what their beliefs are, when the S hits the fan. I'm hoping, obviously, that this person tests negative, but it's going to be a few days. And in the meantime, I'm not going anywhere.
Can I ask, how was this person initiated with, like, do they call their doctor first and then they...
They called their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They called... Actually, do we know how this person first did this, John?
Yeah, call the doctor and they have a protocol.
Oh, yeah. Call the doctor and there's a protocol. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, we can hear him.
Did you talk into a mic?
I can talk into a mic.
Oh,
yeah, you can.
John!
You know what's actually really pretty great? As technology has in many ways improved life and in many ways ruined it, one of the cool things is you can communicate through with your doctor and with your... with a lot of people through apps now. Yep. I mean, I'm in Stanford and we've got a great system.
Yeah.
So, you may want to look into that if that's something that you haven't thought about up until now.
Right.
Those things work.
They do. I mean, it's such an uncanny thing that this is happening now in the time that we live in. It is a... I think we were talking about this yesterday, Vinny, you and I, about how, look, this is, you know, it's, we're trying to contain it, and but this is actually great practice for when something, if and when ever, that something truly awful happens.
This isn't that bad. It's something we need to be diligent about, but it's not that bad.
No, but it's actually sort of waking people up, like, you need to have some supplies at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a way to work from home. And that's all we're trying to do, too. I just got a text from Michael Martin.
Mm-hmm.
He is our big boss. He says, all sounding great. Vin, when you pull away from the mic, you hear the room echo a bit, but great job all.
Great.
Vinny just hugged the mic.
I'm in here now. How about you? How are. You like me now?
You sound great. Like,
all right, good.
Actually, you do sound great when you do that.
Hey, so also, on the bright side... Because there's a lot of good reasons to be happy and have fun, and one of them is snow is going to be falling soon.
Yeah.
So at the very least, hopefully we'll have a better water supply. And at worst, if you can get out, go snow. I mean,
right? You're all but well. That's the thing too. When you go out and play in the snow, you are pretty well covered up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
just don't go inside.
Right.
Hey, so Vryn, is there anything else that you want to test or figure out? Because I'm ready to turn things back over to the music.
I feel great, and of course, thanks to Michael Martin, Jane for helping out, and
engineering.
Krems right here, who's standing by,
stay tuned for the Krems show.
Waiting.
It's gonna be amazing.
Hey, I want to thank Brian Tonneson, too, our engineer who got us all set up. Vinny, I saw what you had to lug home yesterday, and I thought
it's big.
It is. It's a large. Bigger than your kids, that's for sure.
I have taken over my wife's home office. There's no
so
question. Yeah, well, you know.
And I also want to thank Nicole, who, by the way, I've been staring at all afternoon on this whole FaceTime thing. She doesn't have a mic at her house, but she really has put a lot of what's happening for us to work from home together. And Brent, of course, thank you for coming in on your day off.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Does Isla want to sing us out, maybe some sweet song?
I actually sent her from the room because she was waving wildly over off onto the side saying, I have more stuff to say.
We'll call her back in.
I'm going to go. Let's just go. You guys have a great weekend.
I'm going to go. Have a great weekend.
We'll be back on Monday morning.
All right, here's Halsey without me.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.